Amen. Well, it's such an honor to be with you here in Hot Springs today. And do give honor today to your good pastor and his family and their absence. I don't take it lightly to be asked to come and fill in when pastor is away. And having pastored for 11 years, I realize the significance of that. And I appreciate the trust of your pastor in me to be with you all today. And certainly cannot take his place this morning, but we do want to try to have church today. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We are having church. Thanking God for what he's done already in this service. Amen. That little fella right there, did you get the Holy Ghost a while ago? Amen. He ain't sure. Amen. Well, he sure got close if he didn't. Praise the Lord. He's going to know it when he gets it. Praise God. Nobody have to tell you. You'll know when you got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. You keep praying like you're praying, you're going to get full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. So glad today to be with you. And we're looking forward to what God's going to do in these services. Praise God. Psalm chapter number 43 today. Psalm chapter number 43 this morning. I want to hasten to the word of the Lord today. I'm not going to keep you long today, but I do want to try to share with you what I feel on my heart for this service this morning. And I trust that you'll help me preach. Praise God. Anybody going to help me preach a little bit? Praise the Lord. Psalm 43, verse number 1. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then, everybody say, then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance, the salvation of my face, and my God. Another translation of verse number 5 said, what bowest thou thyself, O my soul? And what art thou troubled within me? Wait for God, for still I confess him, the salvation of my countenance, and my God. Today, by the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you from this subject, the power of posture. The power of posture. Amen. Can we lift up our hands toward heaven? Can we ask the Lord to anoint and have his way? God, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Lord God, we're careful to give you the praise and the glory today in this house. Come on and put those hands together and give God. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. When I was growing up, my mama would tell me on a regular basis to sit up straight. How many's mama did that to them? Amen. Few of y'all had a mama like I had. Sometimes it got downright annoying to be told to sit up straight. Square your shoulders. Hold your head back. Don't slouch. Amen. But what mama was trying to do was help my posture. And, you know, really, that slumping, slouching position. Some of y'all already straightened up this morning. Praise God. Amen. That slouching posture is comfortable when you just kind of sit down. You flop down in your easy chair or lazy boy or whatever. You just kind of slump over a little bit. But posture is so important today. By simple definition, it is the position in which somebody holds their body when they're standing or sitting. a particular way of dealing with or considering something, an approach or attitude today. Posture makes major impact on you on a variety of levels today. Poor posture can take a major toll on you whether you understand that or not. A lot of back pain that you experience and discomfort is most commonly experienced due to years of poor posture. It is one of the most common ailments, back pain, that Americans in particular experience chronically or acutely in their lifetime. But the lower back pain, the tension in the neck, the shoulders are all contributed to poor posture. It affects your oxygen intake. Your blood flow is even impacted when you slouch. The veins cannot operate as acutely and effectively whenever they are pinched or when they are squeezed off by poor posture. If your blood isn't flowing right, then ultimately the organs are not going to work right. And your lungs cannot even work at their maximum if you're slouching and you're constricting your airflow. Balance is another thing that is affected by your posture today. Strength in men and women over the age of 50 dramatically decreases year over year without the incorporation of any challenging resistance training. Several studies have shown that balance is directly affected by the amount of strength an individual has later in life. And one of the reasons that the elderly fall so often is because they are looking downward instead of looking outward. And because of their focus on a downward motion, their range of vision is so drastically affected that they trip and they fall a lot more easily. Looking down is probably one of the worst things you can do today. When looking down, your peripheral vision drops and detrains your brain's sense of balance. For example, think about when you're driving down the highway and you look 50 to 100 yards ahead. You're more likely to be able to dodge an obstacle if you're looking out instead of paying attention to what's inside the car. Amen. Most of the wrecks that are happening these days, 9 times out of 10, is because of distracted drivers. They're not looking out in front of them and they run into somebody. Amen. Looking down is, again, one of the worst things you can do. Your posture affects your confidence today. Your posture will shape your attitude and who you think that you are. Sitting up tall and walking with your head in the air brings about an air of confidence. I know some people may mistake it for arrogance, and in some people it probably is, but most of the time when you walk into a place, if you have your head hanging down and your shoulders stooped over, you are portraying a defeated mindset. Amen. I think if you've got the Holy Ghost, you'll learn how to hold your head up. You're going to learn how to square your shoulders and say, I am somebody in God. Well, I know it's Sunday morning, but I'm looking at some people that are somebody today. I don't care where you came from. I don't care who your mom and daddy was. All that matters is who you are in God today. Come on, everybody. Let's praise the Lord. It is a command to look up. To lift up your head, to lift up your hands. And you know what? God won't do it for you. God won't snatch your hands up for you. God won't lift your chin for you. God's not going to do it for you. You got to assume the posture today. Oh, Jesus, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you got to reposition yourself. I'm looking at some people this morning. You need to reposition yourself. Amen. God's got better for you. God's got more for you. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time right here, but we know that we're living in the last days. Read just a little headline this morning that NATO's talking about sending in ground troops to fight with Russia. Amen. We know we're living in the last days. We're a last day apostolic church. We've heard it preached for years that the Lord is soon to come. And you listen to the voices in the media, and very quickly you will understand that even the world, though they may not understand this Bible or even go to church, they know that something is about to happen in our world. Amen. They use biblical terminology such as apocalypse and Armageddon and floods of biblical proportions. But yet you don't see people running for the church. Amen. It's because their posture's not right. They're not looking in the right direction. They're looking down to this earth for all the answers. When in reality, they need to lift up their head and understand that the hope's not in the world. The hope's in God. The hope's in the church. They've got a wrong posture in life. Because of that, they have become earthbound. It's all that they can see. That's where all of their hope lies. They're pushing to make the big money. They're pushing for all the materialistic things and trying to have something down here. And please, don't misunderstand me. I'm not against us having something in this life. I'm for the people of God being blessed. And I believe we are blessed people today. Amen. We're blessed on many levels. And matter of fact, when you get in the church, there is a redemptive lift that takes place that brings about a lifting up of your spirit, a lifting up of your mindset. Amen. We're not bound by materialism. We're not caught up in materialism. Amen. We understand where our blessings come from when we get in church. And God help us today if we ever forget, if we ever become as Israel. God told them, keep your posture right. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in the keeping of his commandments, his judgments, his statutes. When I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, that thine heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. Amen. I want to encourage somebody here today. Don't forget that everything you have is because of the goodness of God. It's because of the blessings of God. And it requires us to posture ourselves to keep that in perspective today. Amen. We lift up ourselves unto God. Amen. As we lift our hands, as we worship him. Praise God. As we live for him today. And I want to tell you here today that right down to the coming of the Lord, God is coming back for a people that are looking up. Amen. That are looking up to heaven. Amen. That doesn't mean that we're not earthly good. Amen. Matter of fact, when our focus is on heaven, we're plenty earthly good. Because what we're doing is we're telling people that are earthbound. Amen. This world is not our home. We are just passing through. Amen. Don't lay for yourself treasure down here. Lay treasure up in heaven. You know, in order to go in the rapture, you're going to have to be looking up. I've thought about it many times. He's coming back for them that love his appearing. He's coming back for them that are looking for his appearing. Amen. The Bible says, when they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory, and when these things begin to come to pass, he told the church, then look up. Oh, hallelujah. And lift up your heads. Don't get focused on all the trouble going on around you. Don't get troubled by all the saber rattling going on around you. But look up and know it won't be long now. It won't be long now. A trumpet's going to sound. Come on, it might happen today. It might take place today. You need to make sure you're ready to go. Woo! When it says lift up your heads, the translation there literally means to bend your head the right way. Bend your head the right way. Amen. If you've got your mind on everything down here, you're doing it wrong. Amen. If you're so focused on everything down here and trying to keep up with the Joneses, amen, you're doing it wrong. You'll never be happy. But if you'll get your focus on God and on heaven, God's going to bless you. God's going to take care of you. And everything's going to be all right. You just got to bend your head in the right direction today. Amen. My job here this morning is to try to get somebody to change their posture. Hebrews chapter 12 says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and strengthen the feeble knees. Amen. Somebody in this room today, you ought to just lift up your hands right in the face of the devil. I don't feel like it. Amen. When you don't feel like it's when you ought to do it the most. When you don't feel like it's when you ought to do it the most. Oh, look at me, devil. You want me to be sad and down and out, but I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm looking up. I'm lifting up my head. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to be down and out. I'm looking up. Come on, lift up those hands. You know, they actually say that if you want to know what your perfect posture is, you lift your hands straight up, then you bring your arms back down to your sides, and that is your posture that you should stand in. Amen. I think I'd look weird, Brother Holland, if I did it that way. I'm just telling you, there's something about it. When you lift them hands, amen, you're not just correcting physical posture. You're correcting spiritual posture. You're positioning yourself for God to bless you. You're positioning yourself for God to heal you. You're positioning. Oh, come on. You're positioning yourself for God to work some things out. Woo! Come on. You just got to get in alignment with God. You got to get in alignment with God. You gotta learn how to look at things the way God looks at things. Hallelujah. You know there's a posture of revival. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There's a posture of revival. John said, say not ye there yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Don't keep your nose in the dirt. Lift up your eyes and what? Look on the fields, for they are white already under harvest. Yes, Jesus is coming, but he's coming back for a reason. He's coming back for a church. He's coming back for a people. Hey, I plan on being in that number. You can get ready in this house today. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't know him through the power of his resurrection, if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you can get the Holy Ghost today. You can be baptized today. God can change your posture today. Come on, let's love the Lord. Well, the Holy Ghost is in the house. There's a posture of reception today to the Lord's presence. There's something about the lifting up of our hands this morning, raising our hands unto God. The Bible said, let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God. My heart is broken this morning, Brother Holland. I understand. Amen. I have wept. Amen. I understand. Amen. My heart is heavy today, Brother Holland. But there's something about it, my brother. There's something about it, my sister, that when your heart is low, if you can lift that heart up, and you do that when you lift up your hands. Some of you have already felt a surge of God's peace and God's strength this morning. I didn't know what I was going to face when I got to this church today, but God did. Amen. I believe that's why I feel this on my heart today. Posture yourself, family. Posture yourself, people of God. And know God's got you right in the palm of his hand. God's going to help you, but you got to keep your posture right. Come on, we lift up our hearts with our hands unto God. He said, let my prayers be set forth before thee as incense. What did incense do? When it was lit, it wafted up before the presence of the Lord. And the Bible said that it came up in the nostrils of God, a sweet smelling savor. Don't you let the devil lie to you today and tell you that that lifting up your hands and all of that's just Pentecostal calisthenics. No. Amen. When they offered up that sacrifice and that praise went up to God in that incense, God liked that. It smelled good to God. I'm telling you, when you lift your hands, when you praise the Lord, you've got God's attention. You've got you've got heaven's attention today. Oh, come on, everybody lift their hands to the Lord. Woo! Come on, lift up your voice to him. Woo, woo. Come on, it positions you to get the Lord's attention. It positions you to be blessed today. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Amen. We want the blessings of God, but why don't we just go ahead and bless the Lord? That's what you're doing right now. That's what you're doing, sister. That's what you're doing, brother. When you lift them hands, you're posturing yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The posture today of praise this morning. I'm almost done. Amen. He said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we have to stop and pray and say, Lord, get the wrath and the doubting out of my heart. Get the frustration out of my spirit. It's hard to pray when you're frustrated. It's hard to pray with faith whenever you're aggravated. Amen. That's why I said do it without wrath or doubting. Amen. If you got to repent, repent. But don't fail to lift your hands because it gets your posture right to where God can help you. He said, thus will I bless thee while I live. Hey, don't wait too late to get a hold of this. Don't listen to that voice in your head saying, I got plenty of time. Don't listen to that voice in your head says, I got time to get a hold of this church business. Amen. Let me take my time, preacher. Don't rush me. Don't push on me. Oh, if I could push you into this today, I'd push you right into it. Amen. You're going to live a lot more fulfilled, happy life if you'll come on over here and get a hold of God and live for him in the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't know what real living is till you get in the church. You're trying to fill it with all the junk the world's got. You're earthbound. You're looking down. But this preacher today saying, look up. Lift up your head and know that God is your answer this morning. Come on, all over this house, let's praise God. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost trying to draw somebody today. I feel the Holy Ghost trying to draw a man today, trying to draw a woman today. Hey, get your head out of the garbage can. Lift up your eyes today. Woo! My Lord. My Lord. There's a posture today. I believe that we can position ourselves in to receive revelation from God. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. That's Psalm 24. When David wrote that, he did not know that he was prophesying. Maybe he did, but I don't think that he quite knew what he was saying when he said some of the things that he said. Hallelujah. But Isaiah 40:9 would go on to say, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Isaiah was prophesying about the coming Messiah. David was prophesying about the coming of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus came into Jerusalem on a new colt, it was the fulfillment of prophecy of the text that I just read to you from. But there's a whole lot of talk in there about posture, about looking up, about lifting up. Hey, if you're going to see Jesus today, you got to get your eyes up. You got to get your head up. You got to get your spirit up today. Hallelujah. I'm closing this morning, but you got to notice. You got to notice with me the progression of our text that I read to you from. David started out saying, judge me, O God, plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Deliver me from deceitful and unjust men. For you're my strength. Thou, why do you cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Amen. Another one, David said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise against me. Many are they which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. The world will try to tell you in the midst of your difficulty that there's no help for you in God. There's no way out. There's no strength. There's no power available. Amen. They want your posture to be down like they are. They want your posture to be like they are. That's why they don't want you going to church, because if you get in church, they're going to feel pressure to get in church too. I say put the pressure on. Come on and get in church. His posture was downtrodden, remained standing. Where are you, God? There's all sorts of people that are against me. I'm crying over all this. He said, oh, send out the light of thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. You know, to go up to the tabernacle, that's exactly what you had to do. You had to ascend to go up to where they placed the tabernacle. You had to make an ascent to the house of the Lord. And you may not have felt like getting out of bed this morning. You might have been fighting sleep while I've been preaching. But you made an ascent when you came to the house of God today. You came into the holy hill of the Lord this morning. You walked in this house and your eyes were downtrodden. Things on your mind. You've had things whispered in your ears while I've been preaching about what you're dealing with and what you're going through. And today, God sent you a preacher to tell you it's time to get your eyes off all of that and lift up your eyes toward heaven. Come on, all over this room this morning, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Come on. Would you reach over and grab somebody right now? Put your arm around them. Touch them on their hand. Maybe put your arm around their shoulder if it's appropriate. Hallelujah. Come on, we've all been in positions where we've been downtrodden. We've all been in positions where we've looking the wrong way. But thank God for the house of the Lord. Thank God for a place we can come that helps us to get our posture back. David said, when I get to the house of the Lord, I'm going to go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee. Oh God, my God. David said, when I got to church, I wasn't feeling all that good. But once I got there and I began to lift up my head, and I began to lift up my hands, I began to praise the Lord. He said, when I got to church, I just went ahead and had church. When I got to the house of the Lord, I went ahead and had a move of God, and my posture got right. Come on. This front's open this morning. Why don't you come? Why don't you come today? God wants you to correct your posture, sir. God wants you to correct your posture, ma'am. God's with you. God's going to help. David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. If I can do anything today, I want to get you to hope in God this morning. Hope in God. And he said, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, the salvation of my face, and my God. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your heart. Come on, pray for one another. Pray with one another. Come on. It's the power of posture.